week's mini camp was the last chance for everyone here to cram for training camp, and now that it's over, today marks the unofficial first day of the off season, as far as players, coaches, and frankly the team media department are all concerned. Earlier this week, I asked defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio how the team's veteran free agents and rookies have acclimated to his system and while they'll be ready for camp next month.
Yeah, I mean, Quentin has been here the shortest amount of time, so he's had to play catch-up a little bit. Dominique and Sean have been here and been with us and been in meetings, so they've been through the install twice now. And I think they have a better grasp of what we're doing, what they need to get done. Those guys, come in, add to competition. Hopefully we can, get some players that are going to help us contribute in the fall, help us win games. So I think it's been good. It's been a hardworking group.
I think DRC, he's been looking like he's been here, for the longest. He came right in, he fits in with the locker room type of guy. He came in, same with Terrence, and those guys, they seem like they've been here forever, Already got a chemistry on the football field and the locker room, they feel like they've been here forever.
Offensively, Peyton Manning's newest target, Wes Welker, said the offseason program brought him up to speed, but he won't be able to truly gauge his on-field relationship with Manning until camp starts.
I feel like we made a lot of progress, and it's always easy to sit there on the chalkboard or talk about things, and until they actually happen in live action, it's kind of hard to correct. So, it's good to go out there and almost kind of screw it up a few times or at least screw it up once and then get it right the next time and really understand how Peyton wants me to run routes, how the coaches want me to run routes, and really just get on the same page with everyone.
From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.